The Census Bureau is out with some disheartening news today. According to researchers, two-thirds of all Americans are not putting money into an employer retirement account. Now, that's a higher proportion than earlier estimates, and it comes as very few Americans, just 10%, now have traditional pension plans. Here to look at all this is Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal. He joins us from New York. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Eric.
So we'd known for a long time that Americans just aren't saving enough for retirement, but now we have this working paper from the Census Bureau, and it shows the problem really is bigger than we thought. Two-thirds of Americans are not contributing to an employer retirement account. Tell us what's behind that statistic.
Well, two things. One, you know, they don't have access to a workplace retirement plan, and it's astounding how few Americans actually do have that access. The other factor is that they do have that option available to them from their employer, but they're just not putting money in it. They don't have enough cash on hand. They need all the money they can get living to paycheck to paycheck. Another stat I'll throw at you is that the average American couple only has put away around $5,000. So clearly these statistics could be very important to policymakers as our population ages.
$5,000, not enough to live on. What percentage of workers actually have access to an employer retirement plan, and how many of them are saving?
Really good question. You know, the AARP estimates that about 55 million full and part-time private sector workers in the U.S. lack access to a retirement plan through their employer. And, it's only 14% of employers that are offering these 401k-style plans. 14%. And back to the statistic you began this conversation with, only a third of people who have access are taking this opportunity to save money in these tax-deferred retirement accounts.
So people who are making less money, the researchers found out, had a harder time saving, as expected. But a lot of people aren't eligible for these plans. Is that, Jason, because of the rise of temp workers, the nature of the new economy, the changes, what?
Yeah, all of those factors. I mean, for one thing, you've had to – many companies, you have to work for a certain amount of time before you're eligible for these plans. And if people are hopping from one job to the other, they may not be there long enough to become eligible. So that's the sort of the temp economy. But you also have part-time workers and who've worked less than 1,000 hours in the previous year. Their employers aren't required to offer them 401k plans.
Jason, this is a big issue. I mean, we're talking about a lot of Americans having to postpone retirement. Talk a little about the impact there.
Right. Well, I mean, we know that life expectancy is increasing, and that means savings may have to last a lot longer, and people may discover that they can't afford to live on Social Security. And also, you do have a lot of young people today who are millennials who recognize that there's the possibility that Social Security won't even be available to them many years from now when it's time to retire. But they're not putting in the money that they should, according to financial experts, into 401k plans. But I mean, what it comes down to for people who are retiring, for example, women 65 and older, they're working more now than they did 20 years ago. Mostly because they can't afford not to be working.
Jason, thanks for joining us and shedding some light on this issue.
Thank you.
Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal.